A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, honeys. Welcome to Natribute. It's your host, Jackie J. Now, I had to update this message because, in case you don't know, there are people out there who probably are finding Natribute for the first time right now and wondering, excuse me, where's Jackie? Because I thought this was a podcast hosted by Jackie J. It is, but I am currently on maternity leave, enjoying the miracle of life, giving birth to my first baby. Perhaps I've given birth by now as you're hearing this. Perhaps I haven't. I don't know. That's the way the universe goes. The babies decide when they're ready to enter the universe. We'll see what happens. But regardless, I have been on maternity leave now for a little bit, and I have asked some of my favorite past guests slash friends to record a guest-hosted episode for me for the honeys, the listeners of Natribute, to enjoy while I am away. I thank everyone for staying and tuning in, and I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this exciting, fun time, and I'm so grateful to everyone who guest-hosted eps. I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. Number one, whatever is said on this show while I am not here does not necessarily reflect the way I feel or the way Natribute feels, but I'm letting my guests say, do, eat, drink, whatever they want. So just know that if somebody says something that you're like, excuse me, that's not what Jackie would say or that's not how Jackie would feel, just know these are guest-hosted episodes. Everyone lets their freak flag fly in their own way. So if you hear something that you don't think I necessarily would agree to, just know that's how we're rolling right now. So no need to write an email, no need to alert me. That's the way it goes. So that's my little warning for everybody. But also, like I said, I'm extremely grateful. I hope everyone's having a lovely summer and wearing their sunscreen, enjoying themselves. Please continue to enjoy Natribute while I'm gone. I will hopefully be back in September, so enjoy the good times rolling all summer long. There might be a few re-releases as well of some of my favorite moments of the show because, honey, we love to put out content. And everyone out there, cream that neck, and thanks for listening.
Welcome to Natribute, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I am your guest host, Big Sue, the wet carpet queen of America, filling in for the beauty talk shock jock, Jackie J. So excited to be here. I'm really excited to be doing this today. Really, really big stuff we got going on. A lot of good guests. We have one guy who's here. He's really a lot, and he's great, and he's fantastic, and he's so talented and so good. Now, he is somebody who, we know, we're so thrilled to have him. This is, our guest today is my lawyer, Brian DeBlush.
Hello.
Brian.
It's wonderful to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. It's so nice to have you here. And we've been going through a lot.
May I just say, you look fantastic. All the stuff you were emailing me about how you were feeling, what was going on with you, this is not how I expected to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Obviously, I've been doing a lot of things. I got a lot more work done recently.
No, I can tell, though. And the work is noticeable in a way that I am admiring.
Well, thank you. I mean, obviously, we've been going through a lot lately. I've had my big lawsuit.
Procedure.
We aren't allowed to talk about the lawsuit.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Procedure we can talk about. I had a BBL. Brazilian butt lift. And yep. Oh, is it juicy. Look, they took a lot of fats.
From where I'm sitting, you appear to be practically levitating above your chair.
My thighs don't touch the seat anymore.
It's a very remarkable thing to see.
It's a quality problem, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Because you know what, though?
A champagne problem.
It's a champagne. Cheers to that, buddy. Cheers to that.
Very good, very good.
And I'm very happy you're here. And Brian, obviously, I'm going through a big lawsuit. And I know we're not supposed to talk about it. Maybe you want to give just a little...
Are you talking about the lawsuit that I'm representing you in, or are you talking about a different one? Because I saw on your MySpace that you were in a different one as well that I know nothing about.
I have started a couple things. I ran into a little bit of trouble recently. I don't really want to talk about it. for various reasons, sure. Mainly being...
Well, legal reasons. I mean, purely for fiduciary legal. Reasons, I would say we shouldn't talk about it.
And some of it's just personal. It just feels like it might be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, fantastic.
So I'm just going to launch into the show as Jackie would, because I feel like that's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to talk about my lawsuit. I'm not here to talk about our relationship. I'm not here to talk about anything like that.
I mean, our relationship, if I could define it in two words, I'd say best friends.
Okay, because for me, I'd say sexual partner.
Well, sure, but yeah, the best friendship is required for the sexual stuff.
That is true, because it's like,
I'm a romantic.
But for me, it's like, you can't go
doing all the wild stuff we're doing.
Doing all the stuff you do if you're not close friends.
That's right.
It's a little embarrassing.
That's right.
So anyways, Brian, I do have other things I want to talk to you about. But first of all, what type of skin do you have?
Rough.
Yeah, and I've noticed your skin is like...
I had really bad acne when I was a teenager. I'm talking craters across the entire thing.
So you kind of have that face of... sort of like Kinnicky from Greece. Where
yes, it's well-worn. Yeah. It's well-worn, to put it kindly.
And that, when did those craters start to form?
Around 6 or 7 years old. I got it a little bit early. And I would just pop like you would not believe. And it was... Have you heard of Dr. Pimple Popple?
Heard of him.
Her.
The doctor was a woman?
Yeah, it's a woman. Now, I was the original Dr. Pimple Popple, but it was just on my own face.
How do you say it?
Dr. Pimple Popple. It's all hyphenates. So I got the scars very early on. But what I discovered in my personal life was it made people take me very seriously.
Well, because you looked like a lawyer from a young age. You
That's
looked like
correct.
You knew what you were talking about. Because
you
lived your life.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't want to get braggadocious.
No, I mean, look, this isn't part of that question, but what was your favorite Halloween costume growing up?
I guess I would dress like a lawyer, so that was the one I would go for a lot. But I would do different lawyers, different famous lawyers, and yeah, very popular over the years.
That's fantastic. So what, like, you were like, who?
I would be like, they're not famous people. Sam Shankland, I would be him. He was just a lawyer. That was just a name I liked. Betty Rubenstein, I went as her 1 year. Flip Mulaki, I went as him 1 year. Mm-hmm. He was a mafia guy, but he got a couple of those guys off, and I always liked his style.
I love that for you. And, you know, when I think about you, because you have a family of 20 kids.
I am from a family of 20 kids, yes. Yeah. I myself only have just the one.
That you know of.
Yes, well, absolutely. That's very true. That's very true.
Well, let's talk about your son a little bit, because he's he's getting up there.
Okay.
He's 42.
Sure. That's not that, I mean, you know, that 42 at this point is 24.
For him, it's not that old.
Yeah.
For you as the dad of that, yes. I would say it's getting up there.
He's got some gray hairs, and yeah, that is, it's definitely making me look back at my life in a sort of different way than I expected.
Okay, I'm going to try to get deep with you, Brian.
Oh, sure.
Is there something you want to talk about?
Well, I just, you know, I wish I'd had more kids. As one of 20, I really learned early on the built-in camaraderie of having that many siblings.
Yeah.
And my little Mark David, he doesn't have any of that, and he's a bit of a loner. And I am worried about it. And even his wife, she doesn't like that he has no friends. And she brings this up to me all the time. She says, is there something she should be doing? Is there something I can be doing? And frankly, the answer is no. He's a loner. He's a lonely kind of guy. And his kids, they seem to experience the same thing with him. Everyone is looking at him going, why can't Mark David get some friends?
Well, I mean, look, I've met the guy, and let me tell you, there's a lot of reasons why the guy can't get some friends.
I don't want to go into those, especially on
I just
air.
Don't think it's a question.
He's a listener to basically.
Okay, maybe
all
he can
costs.
Learn something. I think if you talk to Mark David for 5 seconds, you understand why he doesn't have any friends.
Yeah,
okay?
It's the drooling.
I wouldn't even...
It's not even about the drooling, you're going to say.
Some of the stuff that comes out of that guy's mouth.
Yeah.
I can't with the stuff that he says. But, look, long story short, I don't have to spend much time with him anymore.
That's right.
Now
yeah.
He's relocated.
Yes, yes. He's now over in Alaska.
Which I love for him, because it's just like I picture him just trudging through the snow just to get some groceries. You know?
My only concern is that he may be acting out the latest and apparently final season of Dexter.
He should not complete the story.
Although that wasn't in Alaska. You know what? When I watched it, I thought it was, but that was actually in
New
York
State. It was in New York State. Not New
you
State.
Said city.
No,
but
pardon, because it wasn't. Obviously, it wasn't the city unless there's a lot of woods in New York City, which,
well
as
said.
We all very well know, there's not
well
room
said.
For that except for in
well
Central
said.
Park, which does have a
That's,
good wood.
Some mileage it. Of woods, yes.
Some good woods, ultimately, when you go there. But I don't spend much time there due to the fact that I don't fly. And that's due to the fact that I have a very big fear. Okay, so we're going to move right along here. So what's the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
I would say it was a product with that those little blue balls in it that apparently never break down.
Was it that Orbitz drink?
No, I believe it was a Neutrogena of some kind.
Oh, was it? You know those beverages, those 90s with the floating orbs?
I've been a strictly water man my whole life.
It was actually a form of water, but it was very gelatinous. Well, you know, most of my water that I drink nowadays is very gelatinous because it's very good for your joints. If you absorb
The gelatin is good for the joints.
It's the gelatin, it's those little balls. Yes. If you could find yourself drinks with those little balls, because they do still exist because they don't break down.
They never break
down. You will get good liquidation between those joints. And that's very fluid. Mm-hmm. Speaking of liquidation, my store, Carpets Records down there, is having a big liquidation sale. We've got a huge flood. Toilets have overflowed and all of the rugs are sopping wet. You need to come get these rugs. And they are going for a steal. We have an Oriental rug for $9,000.
And I feel that because we are on the air here, I think it is, you know, you're allowed to say that any people claiming that they're getting mold poisoning from those rugs, that has been proven false.
Look, I've gone to court. How many times do I have to go to court? I'm not going to go again.
It's been proven false. You may have to go again.
But I'm not going to go again.
If we get a subpoena, you have to show up.
But do I really have to, if I've already said?
Yeah, well, you could be held in contempt of court and go to jail for that.
Which jail?
The county, I assume. I mean, this is just the case, Sue. I don't want it to happen, so please.
Brian, I don't want it to happen either. Okay. Because you know what? I wouldn't even be able to see you. You'd have to talk on the phone, and I'd have to call you when I had to collect from jail.
Yes, and those would end up being billable hours for me. I have to tell you that.
That's completely unfair, Brian.
That's just the way it works in my law firm. It's if we're getting a call,
Brian,
even if it's from a lover or whatever they call themselves, but it's from the jail, that's a billable
Brian,
hour.
Brian, you can't do that. Okay, so you bought a Neutrogena scrub wash for your face when you were six. Look, Brian, I'm just going to share, because I've never hosted the podcast, I've never talked about it. My first beauty product was a thick red lipstick that was made of, it was completely toxic.
Oh, wow. It was made of what? Just oil?
Well, it was later recalled for asbestos, I think.
Oh, wow. In the lipstick, which you were putting on your lips.
And around,
yes, of course, yes.
I have beautiful, beautiful big lip skin that covers my face.
Since the last time I saw you, which I believe was Wednesday, your lips have certainly increased in size and redness.
Thank you very much. And that, mm-hmm. I mean, that is due to a little bit of the work that I had done, which I'm pretty happy with. Ultimately, because, look, I had my eyes pulled, I had my eyebrows lowered and brought closer together.
And something with the eyeballs themselves, correct? They look different.
You could see more of it. So when I said I had the eyes pulled, the skin of my lower eye pulled down.
I see that.
And my eyebrows brought closer together, lower.
Because I can really see the whites. They're very, very, very pronounced, the whites of your eyes.
Thank you. Well, that is painted on. That's one of my favorite makeup products. This is a new product from NARS. It's a white eye paint. You can paint the whites of your eyes. Because you know eye drops are toxic and bad for you.
Yes, I do know
this is a latex paint you put right into your eye.
And that's totally healthy.
And it covers it. It covers it right up, and there's no red, and it covers it right up.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic.
So, Brian.
Yes.
When you use this Neutrogena product.
That's a bit of a caveat I want to put in there, is I never actually used it. I just purchased it.
Would you get an allowance? Have you ever done a podcast?
This is my first.
You need to walk the audience. They don't know you, Brian.
Yes.
You need to explain how did you get the money? How did you get to the Woolworths?
I feel that I am but a simple guest here on your mega platform.
No. That's not. Because when we're doing it, we're both creating the content, Brian. So,
understood.
Brian, understand me. They want to know. You can't just say, I had this product. You say, where you got it, how you got the money, how you got it home, okay?
Growing up, I lived in Yonkers, and I had an extremely overbearing mother, and of course, 19 siblings. And there was a drugstore two blocks away on the corner. Mm-hmm. It was called Alvin's.
Okay.
And I went to Alvin's. I purchased this Neutrogena.
Was it a chipmunk running the thing?
I don't follow. Of course, because of the chipmunks. Yes, very, very good. It was a very kind old woman actually running it, who apparently was named Alvin. This was her claim.
Yeah.
She sold it to me on a discount.
I'm going to start going by Alvin.
I took it home. I showed it to my mother.
Big Alvin.
Sort of brandished it to my mother. I showed her the product, and she said she was very proud of me. Thank you for finally getting on top of what's going on with your skin. I said, I'm going to go upstairs right now and go clean up, and then I never did. Because
I
told you before, I enjoyed the acne, and so I didn't want to get rid of it. It was one of my closest friends.
Complicated feelings.
Exactly.
All right, Brian, it's time for a random icebreaker of my choice.
Okay.
If you were driving a Pontiac Seville,
okay,
and you were hurtling down a very steep hill.
Sure.
And you realize the brakes didn't work.
Okay.
Would you A, turn on a good song, B, scream, C, you put your foot out like Flintstone, D, pretend this was a dream and it didn't really happen?
I suppose I would put on a good song.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer that when you're facing that big light at the end of the tunnel we call life, you got to sometimes just go, you know what, play me out,
Sam. But let me tell you something. I love that you chose that, because what I didn't say was that this was careening into a big ball pit. You're perfectly fine.
Oh, no way. Well, that's wonderful, because I actually did just see my whole life flash before my eyes, and I thought, I wish I had made some changes.
What'd you see?
Here and there.
What'd you see?
Well, I just saw the size of my practice, frankly. I saw that it was much smaller than I had intended it to be when I set out to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that my overall effect on the world, on the good of the world, was actually quite low.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I saw Mark David, and I saw him going through a sort of a Dexter scenario, and I was not pleased with what I was seeing.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about Mark.
That would be the last mention of my son.
Such a bummer.
I apologize.
If you get into a conversation with him, and just for the listener, if you get into a conversation with him, and I pray you don't, you will hear some of the worst shit you've ever... I mean, his opinion... I don't even want to say
he has bad opinions. It's beyond the insurrectionist sort of stuff. It's not conspiracy sort of stuff.
No.
It's stuff like lettuce...
start fighting about cheese.
Lettuce is my favorite fruit sort of thing. And you go, I don't even follow Mark David. But I'll entertain him because I am his father. So I do go down that rabbit hole with him.
I do not owe him anything.
No, you don't owe him anything.
So, okay. Now this.
Although he said, actually, that you owe him $7.
Brian, for what?
He wouldn't say. He refused, no matter how much I badgered him.
What could it be?
He's. I don't know. What could it be? Let me think.
Let me think. We went to the movies. This was $7? Pre-pandemic. Hold on.
Did you buy one beverage?
Pre-pandemic. We each bought our own tickets. We went to see... What movie was it? Hold on. Who was
it? Call Me By Your Name.
I did take Mark David to see Call Me By Your Name because his wife wouldn't go.
I recall, though, that he was quite disturbed by your behavior while watching it, but he wouldn't get into that, and then all he said was that you owed him $7.
I see.
You recall something.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind sharing it?
I fucked his organic peach. Okay.
Ah, okay.
This is Natch Butte. This is where we celebrate our natural beauty, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For example, my tits, my ass.
Yeah, all natural stuff.
That kind of stuff.
I'm sure.
What is the most beautiful thing about you? This could be any. You could say whatever.
My love handles.
Okay.
It took me years and years to come to terms. You disagree?
I just want to hear where this is going.
It took me years and years to come to terms with the particulars of the shape or the geometry of my body.
Uh-huh.
And at a certain point, I stood in front of the mirror. I looked at those two great concavities on the two sides of my body. And I said, you know what? It's natural. And it's not going anywhere. And there's a reason the word love is involved in the description.
That is so nice.
And what about you, Sue?
My tits, my ass.
Oh, sure.
I mean, look, I do love my tits and ass. I think my true heart is probably one of my main best natural qualities.
Your true heart. Now, what do you mean by that?
Because my heart is true.
Mm.
Because I love big. Just like my name, Big Alvin, I love big.
So are you officially changing one name to Big Alvin? Or
I'm
is that
testing
just
it out.
Okay.
Just seeing how it goes during this conversation.
The woman who ran Alvin's, the dime store pharmacy near my house growing up, actually was involved in a murder-suicide. So even now when
Which
I think of
she do?
The suicide and the murder. So when
Alvin, mom, maybe I don't want to
yeah,
name
exactly.
Myself
That's
up,
what
yeah.
I was going to say. It's just, it's sort of for me when I think of that time.
But there's so many Alvins in the world. I mean, truly, I'm the Alvin, the chipmunk.
Yes.
Alvin Ailey, isn't that a dancer? There's Alvin.
That's correct, yes, ballet.
Alvin...
Yeah, two's good. Weird Alvin.
Weird Alvin. Well, that's his full name. They don't call him that, though. They call him Al because it's easier.
No, I understand that. But you and I will understand the, you know, where the name came from if you do start going.
You're
like
right,
that.
And you're going to.
So I will have to keep thinking about, man, oh man, I can't believe she caught him doing that, and I can't believe she ended up killing him and taking her own life.
You're right. All right. Well, that's dark.
Yes, we don't want to go down that.
I don't really want to.
Personally, Brian, I've done a lot of work to not go down that hole anymore.
You didn't do a lot of work because you brought it up. And Brian, you're a podcast guest. Do you understand what a podcast is?
I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn.
And we're trying to have fun. Oh yeah.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to go now. We're going to talk about the interview. Okay, this is the part where I interview you.
We're going to talk about the interview.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is there anything you want to get out?
No, I want to just be 100% truthful. And if in any point I overshare, I want to reserve the right to have that edited out.
Okay, perfect. So I guess I'll just start with, like, you know, do we want to talk about how we met? I feel like people might be a little curious about that. I mean, obviously, you're my lawyer, but
that's not how we met.
Chicken or the egg, like, you know,
kind of. Well, you rear-ended me.
Exactly. And it was so funny because you had a big, big billboard on the back of your car that said,
Accidente.
Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, you don't speak Spanish.
Not a word of Spanish, but some of those words, some Spanish words are so close to the English that it's actually better as far as marketing goes to have it be in two languages, especially if it's very, very accessible Spanish.
But I was reading it so closely because I was going, accidente, and then I pulled up right behind you and I just bumped you just a little.
I did get whiplash. You hit me quite hard.
But that's kind of what you have people claim, isn't it, when you have them get an accident?
Yes, but this was true, and there was security footage that did back up my claim. But then we went on a few dates.
So your head flung forward and back is what you're telling me?
Quite violently, yes.
What, you're like a crash test dummy?
Sue, we've already gone down this road.
But we haven't done it publicly.
But you have to agree, because we ended up, I dropped the charges because you wined and dined me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you should be a little bit more.
You're bragging to my listeners.
Well, I mean, you did take me out.
You dropped the charges.
Well, I did.
What a boyfriend.
Okay.
We're not boyfriend, girlfriend, by the way.
No, we're open to the possibility of it, though.
If it gets there, I mean, right now I would say we're best friends and we're sexual partners. But
right.
I would say in terms of boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't know, because look, there's a difference. Best friends could do anything together.
Right.
Shopping, pick out new shoes. And
rent a car together.
Yeah, exactly. We could rent a car and go on a trip.
I do feel a little bit old to be a boyfriend.
You know what, Brian? We never got into this, but I did try to look at your driver's license, and it was printed on an old piece of paper like it was black and white.
That's right, yes.
So I'm a little concerned about that. I sort of think it was from before, even though they had the law, and you just kind of made it to be so loyal.
Well, if you got it in the 1970s, there was no ID on there. It would describe you.
Because that's what I... Because it didn't have you quite right, by the way.
Well, it doesn't have me quite right now. But I once was much taller. I got smaller as I got older.
I do believe that was accurate to how you looked then. And
sure.
How tall were you in the 70s?
At that time in my life, I was 5'9".
Yeah, so, and just for the listener, we're rounding up at 5'4". And it's fine, you know.
No, I think you've told me once I wear it quite well.
You do wear it quite well.
Yes.
You're a stunning little guy, and I love it. And, I'm a big woman, and so for me, I like to be with men who are shorter than me because I think I feel like a queen.
And I like to be with women significantly taller than me because I think it one thing, it looks nice to people around because they all feel sorry for me, which I like to. I like to start from a place of low status.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was born, I was extremely long, and I kept getting longer and longer and longer until I was very, very long.
And
that's a way to describe all of us human beings. We all come out a little long, and then we just get longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting when you say it like that. I wish you didn't do that.
Well, it was. I would say that it was you who first said it like that.
Well, are we in a court of law?
I can't turn it off.
So, Brian, I was looking at your Instagram, and first of all, I don't think you quite understand the platform.
Why? Just because I always post pictures just of text?
That's a big start. They're not memes, people. He's not making a little, you know, therapy word art or something. He literally just posts.
I took a picture yesterday of a menu that I liked.
An email.
It was a menu that I liked.
Yeah,
at,
it's like
Little
posting
Pinitos.
Like an email. It's like, we need that by tonight, Brian. No, seriously.
And you're saying that that's wrong.
It's really not what people want. You know, we work hard to please the algorithm and to get the algorithm to work with us.
Mm.
And what the algorithm wants is faces, Brian. Mm. But it doesn't want your face. I will be honest with you. And I am attracted to you, but it doesn't want your face.
Yes.
It's looking for hot people. Although it does like pimple popping.
My algorithm, the only thing it shows me is women with face tattoos and men wearing hijabs.
So that's something that you've led the algorithm
How did that
to.
Happen? I don't understand.
My algorithm shows me people making spaghetti, but then you zoom out and it's actually somebody's legs winding together.
Okay.
Or like, you know, it's like something kind of like...
And I do see how that actually does align with your general interests.
Exactly. And I do love spaghetti. And I just want to...
And you like legs.
Pause.
You like curly legs.
Excuse me for a moment. I'm doing a quick ad.
Oh, I apologize.
Today we're being sponsored by big, big, long spaghetti. This is a very thick spaghetti. It's a very good spaghetti. And it's very delicious. So it's called Big, Big, Thick. And you can get it at every... Vons, Ralph's, Jewel, Dominic's, what have you. I think even Piggly Wiggly's got this stuff right now. And it's so good. And we're selling it for 10 sticks in a box. And each box is $1.92. So you can get that and you can make a big, big, thick for your family. And they will love it.
And 10 honestly, sticks is a full serving?
One person only needs one stick, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, I see. I see.
If you're going ham.
How long are these things?
Each one is like, remember those big, like 3 foot things of bubblegum?
Yes.
Like I'm not talking about
the
bubble tape.
Oh, that is what I thought you were talking about.
No, novelty, gigantic rod tube with bubblegum balls.
I don't know that I ever saw that, no.
I got a couple of
those. What about a fruit by the foot? If you were measuring it in fruit by the feet, how many would it be?
Three.
3 feet by the foot. So nine.
No. Fruit by the foot is 1 foot.
Oh, is it just one? I always thought it was 3 feet.
I can't do this with you, Brian. Fact checking. It's very stressful having this fight with you.
I apologize.
So, Brian, you don't use Instagram well. And what you really don't understand is...
But I do use it frequently.
But, Brian, what you really don't understand is stories.
Yes.
And, you know, stories are... And look, I'm older too, but I still am able to keep hip with this. Mm. Stories are flashes of stuff. They go away after 24 hours. You don't have to commit fully to whatever you share. It'll go away after 24 hours.
I feel that people want it when there's 22 trillion little dots at the top of their screen.
But you put your will in there.
I put everything in there.
But I'm like, Brian.
Because then it never goes away, right?
But Brian, it doesn't make any sense.
But then
it does go away is what I'm talking about.
Oh, they go away.
24 hours, Brian, it disappeared. I tried to take a screenshot of your will, but I caught it just at the last minute it was available.
Well, I'll repost it.
Just give me a copy.
I'm happy to give you a copy, but I'm also happy to have it out there in the ether just in case something should happen to me and people want to make sure that everything in my will happens.
I also want to make a big announcement. I have stopped smoking cigarettes. You might notice my voice is a little bit better than it used to be.
Look, I don't want to call you out on air, but I saw you smoke a cigarette yesterday.
It's not the same. Those are Virginia Slims.
Oh, Virginia Slims don't count. So you've stopped smoking what?
Marlboro.
No filters.
Marlboro. No filters.
So what caused you to stop smoking them?
Wait, what's another type?
Parliaments.
I can picture it.
Camels.
Camel.
American Spirits.
Of all the cigarette mascots, I'd fuck the camel.
Yeah, Joe Camel has an undeniable sex appeal.
And honestly, I don't think there's any other mascots. So
I think there might be a person on the Parliaments. No, I guess it's just the blue and the darker blue. And then the
Marlboro Man is a cowboy. But
yeah,
I'd
but
still pick the camel.
At this point in the culture, I do believe the Marlboro Man has passed.
Well, I'm sure he has. I mean, it's just he's far too old of a character. And Brian, that's no shade to your age.
Are you falling asleep?
No, I'm not. Brian, I am not falling asleep. So let me just talk to you. So, Brian, as part of our interview, which is still going on, by the way.
Oh, wait, we're in the middle of it still.
Yes, it's still happening.
Okay.
I wanted to confront you as well about... something I saw on your Twitter.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I feel like a lawyer shouldn't have Twitter. I feel like that kind of goes against a lot of things.
Well, I just use it for the humor.
And I think that's a big problem because a lot of your jokes, you're playing loose and fast.
Loosed and fast.
With a lot of humor, quote unquote. And look, your bio says all of these opinions are that of my employer.
That's correct. Well, I am a partner at my firm, so
but see, that's going to get it's a little lot clever. Of people
it's,
in hot
it's kind of a clever way to say these are all my opinions.
Sort of clever. Sort
I
of.
Said kind of. You can hold me to that.
And it is kind of, and I will hold you to that. And I'm going to hold you all night long tonight, but I'm not here to talk about that. And Brian,
you don't like my Twitter use.
Some of the jokes you posted have been a little offensive. You actually posted the article from the New York Times about BBL, Brazilian butt lift, and you commented, excuse me, what?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, and you wrote, excuse me, what?
Yes, I wrote, excuse me, what?
And for me, that's offensive because I'm going...
But I didn't understand that that was the actual exact procedure that you had gotten at the
time. Can you delete the tweet?
I'll delete it. I'm happy to delete it. I'm happy to delete it.
Do you know how?
I'm happy to... I will let you delete
Give
it.
Give me a goddamn phone. I'm going to control your Instagram and your Twitter with great ease very soon. I can't wait. Anyway, it's about time for us to take a quick break. I, of course, did put in an internal ad within this, but we're going to take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors.
Fantastic. Do you mind if I take a walk around the block?
Brian, I'd rather you didn't. We're kind of on a tight schedule.
Oh, okay.
Is there some reason? Do you need to take a whiz?
My legs, they're falling asleep.
Brian, you really never had done a podcast, have you?
This is my very first one.
You never sat for 30 minutes?
I like to keep it moving,
Brian.
And this chair is a little high. My feet are dangling.
Fine, fine, fine. Go take a walk.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. And we're back. So now it's time for a very special segment called...
Wait, I'm sorry. May I just say, that was not a Virginia Slim I just saw you smoking. That was something else. The thickness was specifically not Slim.
Are you talking about because the plume of smoke was purple?
What was it?
It was actually a branded content sort of thing. Look, I got sent this pack of cigs to do an Instagram ad for... Witches brand cigarettes. It's
okay.
Like from the movie The Witches, you know, when they had that smoke, the purple.
I'm gonna take your word on it. I'm not much of a film connoisseur.
Anyways, so the smoke that comes out of the cigarette is purple. Let me tell you, really cute. Really cute stuff.
I think a thick cigarette, I must say.
It was thick. It's kind of supposed to be like your whole, when you make an O with your mouth, it should just fill it.
Yes, I understand.
And I loved how thick it was, and I also loved the colors. And
you looked positively enchanting as I walked up.
Well, don't you think kids
say.
Are going to love those?
Oh, those are perfect for kids.
I do think kids are going to love those. So, okay, now, have you purchased anything recently off the internet that you have purchased?
Yes, I recently bought those little sneakers that have wheels on them.
So you got wheelies.
That's what they're called.
Now, where on earth do you consider yourself going to be doing this?
Courthouse. You got to have a little gimmick in the courthouse.
Zip down the aisle.
Well, when you're a smaller man, there are many gimmicks that are more available to you than are available to the tall.
So you think your client's going to be happy when their lawyer's suddenly on wheels?
I think
first of all, you shouldn't wear sneakers to court. Second of all, wheels?
The loafers. Loafer wheelies.
I do like what I'm hearing. How small are the wheels?
Pretty small. They're about the size of a typical car in the Lego sphere.
Matchbox. Oh, Lego.
Like a Lego car.
That's pretty
But what smart. My thinking is typically that I will conceal the fact that my loafers are wheelies until I'm making my closing arguments. And then I'll sort of whip around in front of the jurors and in front of the
So I think you say, hey, let me just give you some advice.
Okay.
As someone who's been in a few court cases.
Do you mind if I write this down?
I don't mind, but I wish you wouldn't quote me on it and don't post on your Instagram.
Well, I do believe people expect me to post at least one picture of a legal pad a day.
I don't want you to post what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think you only bring out the wheelies if shit's going bad.
Only if it's going bad. What if I have a slam dunk?
Then do it.
Okay.
So, Brian, you bought those wheelies. How much were they?
Those were $19.91.
And where can our listeners get those?
They can get them anywhere online, I assume. I'm not an online shopper. I got them at a Bookies, is what the name of the store was.
It
was on the corner.
Did I not say the segment is called The Internet Made Me Buy It?
The Internet. Well, I saw a child in an accident. I saw a child in an accident in a video online, and he was wearing wheelies. And from that video, I thought, I should get some of those.
Okay, but did you buy anything online
recently? I recently did buy something online. Have you heard of the franchise Star Wars?
Look, I've heard of it. Look, I don't want to get into it, but I do know a couple things about it. One thing I know, there's a big, big monkey. And the other thing is that the
Chewbacca?
Lady... I'm telling you, I know there's a monkey.
Okay.
And I know the lady has sexual intercourse with her brother, which is
Princess
her
Leia
choice.
And Luke. Yeah, well, I recently bought a life-size Darth Vader that I discovered is apparently a real doll.
So what's a real doll?
It's a doll, a life-size doll that has accurate anatomy that you're supposed to have sex with. But it's Darth Vader. And you can take its helmet off and it shows the sort of Humpty Dumpty man inside. Oh, but his genitalia is perfectly intact. I had to check, but I didn't do anything with it.
Can I come over and see it?
You actually were sitting on it the other day.
That's what that dick was?
Yes. You were on that for a while. You said, yeah, it was when you whispered that you love me, and then you said, wait, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, because I thought, this can't be your dick. I don't know. I'm looking at you, but I'm sitting on something. It didn't make any sense mathematically. So,
sure.
In terms of the internet, made me buy it. I did buy something recently online. Mm. I bought a couple things recently online. So
I saw you maxed out one of your cards.
Oh, now you're handling my finances.
Well, you don't have to send me those things. You sent me an email saying that, you know, you had maxed out another card.
Oh, because I needed your help paying it
off.
Can
I fix it, you said?
Yeah, fix it by paying it off.
Right.
I bought something very, very good. Now, I bought these sort of shirling.
Shirling?
It's a fabric. It's sort of like a, it's like a lamb. It's sort of like a, how do I describe it? It's like furry.
Okay.
And I shirling car seat covers for my car.
Oh, wow.
So that I can have that. But the problem is, you know, as I always am dealing with at the store, I often have a lot of unnecessary wetness.
Generally in your life.
Not from my vagina. I'm not
no,
sorry,
no, no, I understand.
But I'm saying from such things as the toilet overflowing or, you know, I'll have a hose spray on me or I'll walk through a sprinkler. I'm often wet and I will find that I sit in the shirling and it starts to smell like a wet dog. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. You know, I'm not totally thrilled, but it looks gorgeous in my car. By the way, do we want to talk about my car?
What about it?
I mean, do you want to tell the listeners about it? Because I feel pretty proud of it. I feel like...
You recently had your face put on the outside and you said that you're the next Angeline?
Yeah, well, it turns out I'm the next JoJo Siwa because it turns out she has her image.
Now, what is a JoJo Siwa?
It's this
I think
lesbian...
someone called me this name recently. They said I was a little JoJo Siwa.
They didn't call you that.
No, is that not? What was the word that it may have been?
I don't know what they might have called you, but it wasn't that. She's
well, they followed up with saying you're like a kid in a candy shop. And then
that's a song that she sings.
Well, then there you go.
She's a beautiful girl and she's thriving and we love.
And she has her face on her own car.
Her, but yes, she loves herself a lot.
Yes. Sometimes that can be problematic. But I would say that some of us, like myself, we benefit from a little bit more self-love.
With JoJo, it's too soon to tell. She's still a child.
Mm.
So we'll see as she gets older
if she
still drives that car. Now, however, I do have a car with my face on it, and I love the
And she's
shit
a child
out.
With extreme fame. And in my opinion, that almost never goes poorly.
I agree. We could name many, many, many examples of children who were famous as a child extremely, extremely, and it turned out fantastic. Okay. Now, I want to ask you, look, do you have any, because you said you didn't ever wash your face with that stuff.
Sure.
Do you have any skin routine or beauty favorites right now or anything that you bought or used that you hate or were disappointed by? I mean, it could go either way.
I was trying to buy, again, I think Neutrogena is the only one I know, but I bought one. It's called Neutronina.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's not an actual skincare product because
uh-huh.
when I put it on my skin, it was an extremely intense burning. But I didn't do anything about it because I am trying to get better about my skin. And so I put this stuff on and I just let it sit.
Uh-huh.
And then it hardened into
uh-huh.
a milky,
uh-huh.
almost porcelain material.
Uh-huh.
And I was unable to remove it.
Uh-huh.
And I felt that it was changing my personality.
Okay.
This took place over the course of 3 days.
Okay.
you're no longer interested.
Keep going.
And over the course of those days, it got tighter and tighter.
Wrap it up.
More and more constrictive.
Okay, we're almost done here.
And then when finally I was able to get it off, I had to use a tiny little hammer.
Finish.
It came off.
Stop.
And you look at the skin you see before you right now, totally clear.
And that's that. We loved that. So, okay, this is now our What's in Your Bag segment. I'm going to pull out your briefcase here, if you could just hand me your briefcase.
Okay,
it's extremely heavy, and the strap is broken. So how have you been carrying this? Like, you've been carrying, like, a little pile of books?
Yes. I typically what I'll do is I'll drag it on the ground behind me, and I'll really make a show of the struggle until typically a tall man or woman will come and help me out.
Okay,
it's a bit of a scam.
You're waiting. Okay.
It's a bit of a scam. But the wheelies do make it easier.
Do you want the listeners to sort of go fund me for your new bag?
I don't believe I need a new bag. Everything I have inside of there is completely essential.
But if they started a GoFundMe, and we want to raise, what, $65?
The last time I bought a new bag, it was in the mid-90s, and it cost $1.
That is so cheap. Was it from the dollar store?
It was from the dollar store.
You know, I love the dollar store. I could go there all day, every day. You know why everything is so good? Is because it's $1.
That's why it's so good.
And I get so many things there. And recently I got all new groceries for my whole kitchen from there.
I've noticed a lot of those are not edible.
Well, some of them are Easter decorations, but I did put them in the fridge.
Right. That's what I was bringing up.
And I also recently had a chocolate bar that was, it was white when I opened it and I was concerned. But I ate it because I had a hankering for some sweets, and my tummy felt like I was being stabbed with knives. I don't blame the store. I blame myself.
Mm.
Now, this is what's in your bag. So I'm going to pull out some of the things that we see here in your bag. All right. So these are just the things that you carry every day.
You did not know I
was going to do this.
I feel a slight violation.
EDCs, everyday carries.
Yes.
And I am going to go through here and just kind of see. And
sure.
Whether or not you're violated is your personal feeling that you can talk about with
your therapist. I'm willing to explore this with you.
Okay, so what we have here. Okay, well, papers,
yes.
Lawsuits.
That's just water in that Ziploc bag.
Now, what is this? You don't believe in water bottles?
That's just emergency water.
So, Brian.
Yes.
Do you know they make water bottles that are $1? Well, now probably more than $1.09.
My mantra is, I mean, maybe other people have said this, if it is not broken, I do not need to fix it. And the Ziploc bag works very well for water. And I always know how much is in there. And it's a novelty when people see me drink
You have it a drink out of it.
I drink out of it all the time.
But so it's emergency.
Yes, but an emergency, it's a relative term.
So what's an example of a recent emergency you had?
I got to work 5 minutes later than usual, and I thought, oh, I didn't stop to get a coffee and a water.
But you were at work where you could have water and coffee.
But I had water. I had it out of the Ziploc bag.
Okay, well, that's very perfect how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also see in here you have tampons and pads.
Just in case a client needs it.
Okay, and I see here you have sunglasses that have one of the eyes poked out.
Yes, that's for, it's to improve my vision.
Okay, so these are like those, just so the listener understands, these are like those 90s neon glasses where the lens is a neon color reflection,
mm-hmm.
and one of the
it's supposed out. To enhance your mood, but also to have just anything in front of one eye but not the other helps to strengthen the eye that has the thing covering it.
So do you find
or else the other one? I don't
that
recall.
Your mood is half better than it normally is.
I have not noticed an effect on my mood, no. But I have noticed that I get a lot more attention from people on the subway. A lot more mean comments, but then occasionally concern.
Okay, and then here we have a bumper sticker.
That's right. Honk if you're horny. Which you gave to me, I recall.
I don't know why it's not on the car.
I don't want bumper stickers on there just because of the whole back is the accidente thing.
But wouldn't it be great if you had honk if you're horny and then someone else is calling the number, and then they're also honking. It's like a lot of chaos.
Sure, but I do have on the number honk if you need help, in parentheses legal.
Well, then maybe you should slap it on.
Well, no, because then I won't know if they're horny or if they're in need of legal advice.
How often are they two different things?
Well, very, very often, actually, the honking I have learned is unrelated to the back of the car, and it's more about the way that I drive.
Okay, Brian, I also see in here you have 5 different types of jelly roll pens.
Yes. You may not borrow any of those.
But you don't use a black pen, blue pen.
I like the colors. I like the colors, and I like the way that the lines make me generally feel.
Okay, and then I see here you have like an old Nokia brick burner cell phone. Now, who are you calling on this?
That is actually, that's an emergency phone. That is for emergency calls. Just
so
to
if
always,
I were to turn it on.
Well, it doesn't turn on at the moment because I cannot find the charger.
Isn't that convenient?
Well, but if I could turn it on, it's got all of my contacts
in
there.
Does it have a lot of texts from hoes in different area codes?
No. It's not at all.
And Brian, you're not my boyfriend, so it's fine if it is.
No, but I'm telling you that it's not.
Okay.
I'm not even 100% sure what the number is.
Brian, I have a very exciting pilot. I mean, a segment, but I read a word that I was going to say next. But Brian, we're done with your bag, okay? Don't worry, the bag's over.
Don't dump it. Don't dump it. Don't dump it. But you're dumping it. It's all extremely. But you just dumped it everywhere.
Brian.
My water is leaking. My water is leaking on the. No, you're right.
Not a good Ziploc.
No, you're right. No, you're right. Oh, no, you're right. No, you're right.
Because you got name brand.
Ziploc.
Brian, please tell me your favorite chain a la Dunkin' Donuts.
I'll go Dunkin' Donuts.
No, like a place like that you go to every once in a while.
A&W.
Well, you're in luck.
Why is that?
And I knew you were going to say that, which is why I also forced you to stop saying Dunkin' Donuts, because there is a new makeup line made with A&W. They've teamed up. They've teamed up with...
They've teamed up with...
Excuse me. I'm about to start crying.
No. I see
no,
that.
No, I'm crying it's, because I'm
that's
really...
That's not what crying typically looks like.
Because I'm really grateful.
Like. Oh, but I see. I imagine that the eye stuff... Because the crying is not at all what I'm familiar with.
Oh, the water stays
like.
Under the paint.
I see. Because it's spurting out of the corners of your nose.
So that's not supposed to happen.
Oh, okay. But it's happening quite...
That's a poor issue.
Okay.
P-O-R-E. Yeah.
You're not being classist.
No. Brian... We're really, really excited to announce, and by we, I mean they, and by excited, I mean I'm just telling you about it.
Okay, sure. Very matter of fact.
A&W has teamed up with Kosas.
And Kosas is...
It's a makeup line.
Sure.
A&W has teamed up with Kosas to bring you a vegan, all-natural, Leaping Bunny certified makeup line.
Okay.
That is...
For men.
It's for men?
Is it root beer scented?
It's root beer scented.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
It's also scented like fries, burgers,
wow.
All the different things they sell.
Okay.
And the colors are just their main colors. So we got the orange, brown.
Yeah, you got the brown.
White.
The brown is what I'm most interested in there. So it'll give me a sort of tanness because it's not natural to
it's
my
pigmentation.
It's good
for contouring. So you can throw it under your cheekbones, throw it across the middle of your nose, throw it up, under your neck. And kind of just like create the illusion.
Can you please stop grabbing my neck?
Just throw it up under here.
Yeah, that's just not.
Just throw it up under here.
I don't like
here.
To be touched in that
I'm
way.
I'm just telling you where
I don't
to
like
put it.
To be
I'm
touched
you,
in this way.
Brian, I'm telling you where to put it.
Okay.
And that is where you put it. So anyway, we're very excited about this collab.
You can like go now. I do feel like
Brian,
if we're moving on, you like.
Do you know what a podcast is, Brian? You don't have to tell everyone everything that's happening.
Well, you're grabbing my neck very hard. You're creating a
I'm
red
done.
Line. Okay, thank you. But now I just got to say, if I hadn't said anything, when would you have let go? Stop. Stop. You're hurting me. You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
By doing what?
Pinching my perineum. Stop pinching my perineum.
Well, fix the bottom of your pants. His crotch is wide open. It's practically legal.
Okay.
Anywho, very excited about this collab. You can get it at Dollar Tree. So, okay. This is a very fun segment where we talk about items that are a bit kooky in the makeup and beauty industry, and we talk about if we would buy them or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so this is a really fun collab. This is where we're seeing a lot of... Now, we talk about animal cruelty on the show. We talk about how we don't want it, and we talk about how we don't want animal testing.
Okay.
This is not animal testing. This is animals who want to wear makeup.
And
they are very happy to do so. And the makeup has been tested on humans.
So they test the makeup on the humans for the animals that are interested in changing a little bit of how they look.
So this is lipstick for dogs. And I'm wondering if you would buy it for your dog.
I had to put Rocco down.
When?
I had to put him down on Thursday.
You should have emailed me because I had this whole segment about him.
Oh, well. But yes, frankly, if my boy was still around, I would have put that lipstick
How
on him.
How old was he?
He was 17.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about that.
No, I wish I didn't have to bring it up on air, and
God,
I apologize
I
for doing that.
How old was he?
17 years old.
And what was going on?
He just gone blind
Maybe
and his legs no longer worked.
Maybe don't talk about it. I really want a cigarette.
Well, just go ahead and have one.
What if I just eat one?
Do they have the same effects?
I don't believe that they would, but perhaps they would. I'm not sure.
Look, Brian, look, we're getting close to the end here, and I need to ask.
Well, this has been absolutely
very fun. We're not done,
Brian. Understood.
What is your self-care ritual that makes you feel good every single day of your life?
I try to, the area that you were just grabbing me, I try to clean that up.
I could not even get a grip on it because it was so smooth.
I clean up my perineum every single day. That's it's me time. It's
so you don't really necessarily wash your face, but you do clean your taint.
Yes, I keep it. Yes, it's taint. Is that's what that is?
Taint your balls, taint your ass.
I see. Well, I always try to keep that as clean as possible, just because I think it's one of those extremely underrated areas for keeping clean and for building one's self-esteem around keeping clean.
I think that's beautiful. My self-care every day is that I stand where the shower is, but I don't turn it on. I pretend I'm in there taking a shower, and I think about what other people do in the shower.
You stand in the shower with it off. Mm-hmm. Are you nude?
I'm usually wearing like this sort of pajamas that I have that has drawings of tits and vagina on it.
I know the ones. And so you stand there just wearing those. You change into those. Those are a little big on you.
They are. But you know why? They're not going to be anymore because my new BBL. But Brian, I don't shower that much because I don't like to take off my makeup because I think if I start fresh, it looks so done.
You don't want to go back
it
to zero
so
every
done.
Time. Sure.
I like it to look kind of natural.
Sure.
And so I just let it be.
But so you stand there for how long? Because I do recall once, I think you were trying to surprise me for my birthday, but then you never jumped out. I was alone in my apartment for several hours.
Yeah.
And then I went into the bathroom to relieve myself, and you were just standing there in a sort of trance, staring up at the showerhead.
But wasn't that fun?
And as I recall, I ended up having to call the hospital because you were not responsive at all.
Did I really not respond?
You finally did when the paramedics got there. You said that they were trying to steal your jewelry.
Which they were.
But I don't believe that's accurate.
Well, they grabbed me at my wrist, which, by the way, had a very expensive bracelet.
Everyone was very concerned. They said they had never seen anything like
it. I've never seen a man want to grab my wrist so badly.
He was checking your pulse. He was checking your pulse.
And let me just say, that bracelet was at least $100. I will not be taken advantage of.
Okay.
Look, we've had so much fun here today. Brian, is there anything you want to plug, your social media, which I dare you not to plug it, but you can, or a project or a lawsuit you have coming up?
I have a great new lawsuit coming up. It's something I'm extremely excited about. There were some children in Southern California that apparently drank some tainted water. And of course. And it caused them all to break out in hair.
Oh, God.
And they became incredibly hairy. And all these kids are running around. You were getting all these reports of Sasquatch in the area. But it turned out, or mini Sasquatch, as I recall.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out it was just these kids who were drinking this contaminated water.
Uh-huh.
And I'm representing them, and we're hoping to bring down big Coca-Cola with it.
Wow.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that.
About that.
It's not going to be open to the public because of some. So you won't be able
to. Supposed to even, should we bleep this out?
This may need to be edited out.
Should we do the whole bleep for 2 minutes long?
If you wouldn't mind putting that in there.
Oh, but a bleep over all that.
Okay.
I will. Don't look up Brian DeBlush on Instagram or Twitter, please. It's horrible. You'll hate everything. You'll really regret following him. So, thank you so much, Brian DeBlush, for being here today. And I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. And I just have to say, you deserve to be happy. Okay. I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. And that does mean wash your bangs. Look, do I wash my bangs every day? No. I usually add more hairspray and stick them straight up. But that is what works for me. Oh, and one more thing, Brian DeBlush. Do you cream your neck?
I always cream my neck.
That is so good to know. I love you.
I didn't mean to say that. Oh, I have one question. Just one question. If I wanted to listen to this podcast, where would I find it?
Brian, you're never going to figure this out.
It's on Instagram?
No, Brian, the podcast is not on Instagram. It's wherever you get your podcast. Does that make sense?
Just send me a picture.
I'll log on to your phone. I'll find it for you, and I'll delete your Instagram while I'm there.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
Thank you so much to the Beauty Talk Shock Jock Jackie J for having me, Big Sue. No longer Big Alvin. Please don't call me that. I loved being the guest host, and I thank you so very much.
And thank you so much for having me on. I believe this was one of the best days of my life.
Brian, we're going to try to go to a water park next week and top this.
Oh, well, you always say that.